Okay, so this is what my mother did. I'm gonna ask her. She won't deny it. She and my dad were going out somewhere. I don't know, didn't care. But my mother, besides, my brothers and I need a babysitter. And this alone, this is a debatable point. I'm 13 years old, plenty grown enough to handle the job. In fact, the neighbors pay me to babysit their kids. Mom, we don't need a babysitter. The mother's gotta raise the game and push matters from intolerable to crazy ridiculous. What does she do? What does she do? She asked my friend Lori to come over and babysit us. Lori, in the same grade I'm in, a mere 9 months older than me, a girl who I help with her homework, bicycles over to our house. Are you kidding me? My mom was like, that Lori, she's very responsible. To the hell, to the no. But then Lori puts her game face on, starts him with this imperious attitude.
I want everyone in bed by 9:30 or there's going to be trouble. And that goes for you too, Glenn.
What?
And if anyone gives me any lip, I know the phone number where your parents are staying.
Now, do I feel angry, hurt, unappreciated for my contributions? No. I don't. I feel pity and sorrow. See, these are my brothers. They have lived their entire lives under my command. And to imagine some girlie from down the street, someone they barely know, is going to roll up and be in charge of this?
Glenn, did you hear what I said?
I don't remember what I led with. It could have been the sonic screaming brother chorus. Maybe the wet really surprise. Perhaps even the Jell-O brother butter Crisco batter battle. I do recall that I didn't lift a finger, just whispered commands. And I recollect as well that a mere 18 minutes on, Lori was dialing that number, screaming because nobody picked up. We watched her jump back on her bicycle and waved as she pedaled away fast as she could go. Again, I took no joy or pleasure from these naturally occurring chain of events. But the next time Mom and Dad went on a night for the town, and I mentioned they might consider paying me the money they were going to pay Lori, there wasn't a whole lot of negotiation. It was the third. Today, on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, High and Mighty. High and Mighty. Amazing stories from real people finding their own way to speak their own truth to their own power. My name is Glenn Washington. Please cease and desist from your malfeasance, because this is Snap Judgment. Snap Judgment.